Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Cuppa Jane. Grant is pretending to drink some coffee. Right,
it was actually now. Tea.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the whole Cuppa Jane.
I have my pinky up, though.
That's how I was supposed to know. Mm-hmm. Got it.
It's this universal sign. Hello, everyone. I'm Grant. Wow, this is so weird. You're having me on your show.
I know. I was about to say.
The turntables, they keep on turning.
They keep on turning. Proud Mary.
Keep rolling.
So, on the show today is my boyfriend, Grant. I'm sure most of you listening to this podcast probably know exactly who he is. But Grant, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Grant. I live with Jane. We pay rent on the same apartment. No, I'm her boyfriend. We met at the same school. I'm from Michigan, but then I moved to North Carolina for, you know, the remainder of my life. And now I live in New York City, the Big Apple.
The big ol' apple.
Yep. I'm a personal trainer and an actor in New York. I am a chef by night and a trainer by day.
Grant recently started making this recipe that is swordfish, and he makes this sauce that is like a lemon butter garlic sauce, and it is ridiculous.
Yeah, I've been honestly outdoing myself. It first started with a bourbon pecan pie that I made from scratch.
My mom's recipe.
It was your mom's recipe. I tweaked it a little bit, but I kept pretty true to it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like cooking my girlfriend fun stuff. Makes her happy.
I like eating fun stuff that my boyfriend cooks.
See, we have a strict. I run a very tight ship in the kitchen. There's two distinct roles that we I employ, I guess. Is that what it's a?
Sure.
So I am obviously the chef. I cook. I do most of the cleaning, but Jane has a very important role.
My role is essential.
She not only controls the music, but she's the lead choreographer for our kitchen's dance team. And it's a two-person team. we have a sign in our kitchen that says this kitchen is made for dancing, and it really is.
It really truly
is. Yeah, food gets cooked in the kitchen, but normal, like, we really know what happens.
And
in
that's
the kitchen.
Not just dinner, that's every meal.
No, exactly. That's every meal, especially breakfast. We don't really eat lunch. We kind of do lunch like fend for
we do,
ourselves.
Like, leftovers for lunch.
Yeah, we do leftovers, or like I've been on a smoothie kick. We both have, actually. Mm-hmm. We've been on a smoothie kick. So what I'll do is I'll do my morning workout, and then I'll come back and drink a smoothie, and then that pretty much tides me over until dinner.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of how I like to run the kitchen.
And so that's Grant.
Oh yeah, that's hey, hello for those who don't know.
A great introduction, and that's all you need to know. So I'm having Grant on today because we're going to talk about relationships, and specifically looking for green flags in relationships. Because I feel like we all pretty much know the red flags of relationships. You know, I mean, I feel like those are a little bit more common. People point them out a little bit more. But green flags, like the positive stuff, the stuff that you should really be looking for in a partner, stuff that we don't talk about as much. We're going to talk about that today.
Yay. Let's do it.
Awesome. So I feel like one of like the first green flags that I ever saw in our relationship was like way back when we were quote unquote talking.
We were just talking. Such a funny word. Yeah, we're talking.
I know, right? Like,
no,
you're not
shit.
Dating.
The person that's asking you the question, you're talking to them.
I also love when people are like, we're not dating, but we're going on dates.
I think it just should be like, I don't really know where this whole talking thing came from. I mean, I definitely heard it in like high school. But
oh, yeah.
Like you couldn't go on a date with a girl and say that you two were dating until you quote unquote ask her to be your girlfriend, or vice versa.
Yeah. Isn't you know that I mean? Weird? I like, feel like it should be like, if you're going on dates, you're dating.
Like, if you go on one date, you're not dating them.
No, but
you're single.
Yeah. But you can be dating. You can be single and like be dating people.
See,
but I think that once you get in a relationship, you're exclusive.
Right. Exactly. Then you are dating that
person. Then you're
in a
relationship.
Yeah. 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 Okay, so one green flag.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, the whole talking thing is just so weird.
Okay, just by the way, yeah, Grant and I tend to go off on tangents.
Oh, yeah,
so
if you came to this episode for structure, oh, boy.
Yeah, no. Not
you better keep listening, because, I mean, it'll get better, but keep going.
Anyway, so I think that one of the first green flags, and it's something that I think we've really held true to throughout our relationship, is just like being so brutally, transparently honest
all the time
from day one,
like all the time. And I could totally agree with you, because that was one thing that I never, it's not that I lied or like, you know, I'm definitely keep my cards close to my chest kind of person with mm-hmm. most people, mm-hmm. except for like my very close friends and yourself, obviously. But yeah, that was just right off the bat. It was like, we didn't discuss it. We didn't really outline it. We were just like, we had this like understanding.
I think just like from the get-go, we were kind of both in weird situations, which we don't really need to like get into too
right,
much.
Right, right, right. We were in different. We were
in
different spots in our lives, in our mm-hmm. dating life, in our school life, in our careers. Like
there was just like a lot going on, and so
it was a perfect storm.
It really was. But I think it just like left no room for either of us to be like bullshitting each other.
Right.
It just came out to be like, hey, this is what's going on. This is what I need right now. And yeah.
Yeah, I think it was very much like, hey, this is how I'm going to be. If you like it, stick around. If you don't, that's okay. And we both kind of like said that to each other without saying it.
Yeah.
And I think that's like one thing that, you know, really, really made that. Because, you know, being incredibly honest with each other is something that in a normal, I'm not going to say a normal, but in a typical relationship, like you would have to work for.
Well, and it's even, I agree, because it's like when I had dated people in the past, you know, sometimes I felt like I was upset about something dumb. So even when they were like, are you upset? I'd be like, oh no, I'm good.
Or overthinking things.
Yeah. 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 Because assumptions. It was too early in the relationship. So I didn't want to, you know, like turn them off by them thinking that like I was overdramatic or
right.
anything like that. But with you, I was like, take it or leave it, Buckster.
Well, that's why I think that's one of the main reasons, and there's many, but one of the main reasons why I was like, wow, who is this girl? Like, I'm so attracted and intrigued because from the get-go, I didn't have to play these games in my head with you of being like, what does she mean by this? What is her plan? What is she doing? Are we this? Are we that? Because you were just so upfront and honest with me. And I think me, that's just kind of how I am.
Yeah, you definitely, you set the tone for that because I am not normally like that, as you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not super confrontational.
Well, I wouldn't say that's a product of me being confrontational.
Oh, no. I just think that, like, you set it up from the get-go of, like, hey, we can be honest with each other. And, like, if you're cool with me showing up as I am right now today,
yeah.
then I'm cool. Then I, like, am cool with, that's a really lame way of saying that. But, like, I accept you for showing up how you are for who you are today.
Right. And it just worked so well with our personality because, you know, not only were we able to learn more about each other at like an exponential rate, but we were also able to kind of develop that like base of trust, which every relationship needs to have initially. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's how relationships start and they form, is you can confide in someone. You know, that's like people want that. That's why people have best friends. You know, you tell them shit that you wouldn't tell anyone else. And that's like you kind of form a bond that way.
Yeah, you want somebody you can like trust.
Right. And it's like having access to someone who you are comfortable with kind of quote unquote letting in your head and vice versa. It just like speeds up that connection, mm-hmm. you know, I guess, and tightens it very quickly. Yeah, so that's definitely a green flag, super green flag. Green means go. I think one of the green flags that I saw in you right off the bat was your, and I say this all the time to you, but your ability to just always joke around and goof off. Like, I've been in relationships where like it's more serious, and other relationships where it's just our banter is it's so unique, you know, and it's so yeah. like we get each other's inside jokes. We create inside jokes each and every day.
I wonder if that kind of comes from us. Grant and I in college were in an improv troupe together,
mm-hmm.
and I wonder if it kind of comes from that because I do feel like Swish was a pretty tight group and everyone in Swish like was able to kind of bounce off each other. I mean, that was something that we really worked for.
Mm-hmm.
The improv troupe's name was Swish, by the
way. But I will say, mm-hmm. it was always kind of weird with you and I when we weren't dating.
Oh, it was super awkward.
Well, because
we
our history.
We got like paired up as partners.
In like a tournament.
Yeah, so we were... God, it was so funny.
It was like my sophomore year.
So Grant and I had like a little like... flirty fling maybe twice before we started
dating,
and
it lasted like maybe a couple weeks, and then it just
I don't even think that long.
Maybe.
I
think it was
like
a night,
a weekend.
I think
yeah.
it was a night. It was after a party, and then it was like, oh crap.
But yeah, so I oh yeah, but then we got paired up in that Swish thing, and so we had to be partners. Like it was just us doing mm-hmm. every scene together for yeah. like a month and a half.
Oh my god. it was fun. I mean, hell, she was like, I was like, oh my God, this hot girl that I like, but I don't like her, but I like her, but I don't like her. It was a weird time, but
Grant was conflicted. I always liked Grant.
To get back on the subject. Yes. Your humor, you're funny. You're funny as hell. Like you constantly make me laugh, me. And like that. And like, I'm always the guy that I try to make everyone laugh. Like I'm trying to be I like to be the funny guy. You know, who doesn't like mm-hmm. that? But when you get a girl that's like the funny girl and does the same thing, but not in like a competitive way, because like, you know, we will compete in like Mario Kart and stuff like that. But like,
don't talk about Mario Kart.
I won't go there.
I'm
it was a bad morning for
today.
You. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I
it's
didn't
it's
do
okay.
too hot today.
It's okay. I put her on skates like pretty bad. But anyway,
he bullied me.
I did. I really did. In a video game. But like having that equal amount of just like laughter and playfulness all the time. Like we'll dance in the kitchen. We'll like do these weird improv scenes and like these characters that we just mm-hmm. have no idea. We don't know where we're going with it ever. But the fact that you roll with it and I roll with it, no matter the circumstance. I mean, it could be in the early in the morning.
It goes on for way too long.
And that's just, oh my God, that's one thing I cherish more than anything in our relationship is that, you know, the ability to just kind of goof off with each other. I think it's so important. And I've never had that too, like on mm-hmm. on our level.
I've always like dated guys who I think are funny, because I like to laugh. I mean,
right?
Who doesn't like to laugh? I feel like that's one of the really common things that I look for in people, is just like people being funny. But I've never, been with someone who I click with in a funny way.
Right, like our humors are the same.
Yeah, like we can just bounce off each other and yeah. it's very natural. And
so to review, two green flags.
Mm-hmm.
Open and honest, transparency,
mm-hmm.
and just making each other laugh. I think that's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vital.
I think a big one for me is making room for each other's ambitions. Because both of us are very ambitious people. We both have big dreams and we know what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We both very much know what we want and we'll do a lot to get there. And I think that we do a good job about making room for that for the other person and like always supporting. Like even today, I was very stressed because I'm running behind on some stuff I'm supposed to do for my online program that I run.
Which, if you haven't checked it out, seriously, go check it out.
Thank you.
I try to do one of the workouts and I'm like gassed.
They're
not
hard.
Not that they're insanely hard, but they're just like full body. Jane knows her stuff. Jane teaches me stuff, and I've been working out far longer than she has.
Very true. But like even today, I was behind on filming, so I had to go film. And then first of all, like I was having a bad day, so like Mario Kart just set the bad tone.
I knew it.
Day.
I should have let you win.
No, don't.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Anyway, but like, so I'm having a bad day. Grant knows I have to do all this stuff, so he brought me flowers.
Well, I know you like them, and you always say, "Oh, where are my flowers? Where are my flowers? I'm on the edge. Scoot over." But yeah, I try to look for stuff that will brighten your day, even if you were having a good day, you know, I would still do something like that. But it just so happened I had to go to the store and I saw
and,
the,
and then the other thing was that like while I was filming, like you were prepping dinner, because I you know that like if I had finished that and then had to do something else, had to podcast, then all of a sudden we're like running late for dinner.
Right. Yeah. I know, you know, again, this goes along with transparency. I know what's on your plate and I know mm-hmm. what I can help you with and what I can't. And the things that I can't help you with, I'll go to something else, like prepping food, going to get the food, setting up for tonight because we're hosting friends. You know, trying to take care of all the stuff on the back end so you can kind of focus on work and vice versa.
Yeah, we just filmed a really fun audition for Grant.
Oh my God,
Grant.
I had a blast. Oh, it was so much fun. But that's like, it's the give and take. It's the ebb and flow. You know, you said to yourself, we're both ambitious people. And I, you know, having someone, not only you, my best friend ever, but you're always in my corner no matter what. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm in the wrong, like you'll support me. It might be constructive, but you know, it's still support nonetheless.
Yeah, and it's never a competition because it's always like there are things that I do that you need that like I might be better at and vice versa. Like obviously today with the podcast, like I do not know how to set up the podcast, guys. Grant has helped me with that. I can set up like one mic now. Now I'm like, okay, setting up one
You're
mic.
Great at it.
But we needed two mics today. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. So,
but like, there's no way I could have edited that audition the way I wanted to without your help ever. Never.
So it's like, that is one of my biggest green flags is just making room for each other to accomplish as much as they possibly can. And being honest and being like, you know, I think you can do better sometimes. Because that, I mean, we do that to each other too, is that I don't think that went as well as it could be. Let's do it again.
Right. Yeah. Always, you know, you gotta find someone that pushes you in a healthy way and drives you to success instead of steering you away from it. You know, you gotta, I mean, throughout life, you know, it's like today, Chadwick Boseman, he's dead. Like, it's crazy how that happened. Like, you never know when you're going to go. And I think the most effective way to not only live your life in a healthy way, but a successful way is just surround yourself with people that push you. People that drag you down, Debbie Downers that are like, you know, always gray clouds and then they don't really know what they're doing for themselves. And they just take and take and take. You got to just kind of get rid of them.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting. To be around those people. And that is a hard lesson to learn because when you cut those people out of your life, people get annoyed or angry. And, you know, it's hard because you become the person who is protecting their energy.
Right. Yeah. And that's,
and it pisses some people off. It really does.
Yeah. But you know what? If someone that I cut out of my life is going to be upset, I don't really give a shit because they're
know,
out of
you're
my
better
life.
At that.
I'm really good at that. And there's some people like that, even though they don't really do much for you, you want to keep them around to maybe help or encourage, you know, like it's a fine line. It really is.
That's different. Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
like I'm going to be like, I would not have any
boundaries.
Friends if I'm just like, oh, you're not going to do anything for me. Bye. You know, yeah. There's a fine line. I don't really know how to put it, but.
Well, I think that's the ebb and flow that you were talking about. I think that's not just with relationships. That's with friendships too. That's with every person in your life. There's got to be some give and take.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely like, it's not an overnight decision when you want to stop hanging out or cut someone off, you know, quote unquote.
No, of course not.
But it's a hard one. And I think that, you know, in a relationship, in a romantic relationship, you know, if your significant other really isn't doing much support and they're just kind of like taking and, you know, you're putting in a lot of work, they're not, you know, there's a clear give and then there's a clear take and it's only one-sided.
Well,
therefore,
and sometimes it's not day to day. Like today was one of those days where I feel like you gave and I took a lot. But I think that sometimes there's like long periods of time where we both had it, where it's been like a lot of giving and a lot of taking.
Yeah, I never think about it that way with you for some reason. I have before and I'm used to thinking about it like that. Because that's why, that's like the first sign of a relationship going bad is if you're the giver and.
But it's not, I don't like, okay. I feel like in quarantine, like at the very beginning of quarantine, I had like 3 weeks where I was like, not good.
Yeah.
And that was...
It was a tough time.
Oh, yeah. But then after that, you know, like you've had times too where it's like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of you not being good.
Right. Yeah. And I never... And we never keep score.
Oh, no, never.
That's like one... That's
this
like,
is be like strictly reflecting.
Right. No, but I'm saying like that's another green flag that I was going to say is we never keep score. You know, maybe I get sick of doing the dishes. And then I'm like, okay, you got to do them because
okay,
I'm
did
sick
the
of that.
This week.
I know you did. And it's amazing. And I love you so much for it. But we never keep score. We never are like, hey, I did this, now you have to do this. Mm-hmm. Or like, hey, I guess I bought this, now you have to buy this. It's never a definitive score of who's doing more for each other.
That's funny that you say that, because when we moved in, when we moved into our apartment, we just kind of were like, whoever is available or at their computer or whatever, that's who buys that thing, and then just keep all the receipts, and then after this month we'll add everything up and like split the difference or whatever.
Right, because we had to buy all of our furniture. We had nothing.
So we bought a ton of stuff. Neither of us kept track of everything. And then at the end of it, I think I Venmo'd you.
You Venmo'd me $40.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So I that was one of those moments where I was like, wow, this really is a very equal relationship, because like we spent a lot.
I mean, moving in is expensive. It's not like we're rolling in money, but it's like, you know.
No. But we saved up. We knew we were doing this. Like this was our big thing.
But like moving again, it's New York City. I don't know what that was. Oh my God.
I don't know if you can hear that on the podcast, but that was a
we'll have to go back. That sounded like a horror movie sound.
Yeah.
It's broad daylight. Our doors are locked. It's equal financially. It's equal emotionally. It's equal spiritually. You know, I think we do a lot for each other to make sure that each other is okay. You know, that's why I think not keeping score is so essential. And that's like a green flag about our relationship, is that it's even across the board, mm-hmm. always. And it never feels uneven. Even in those 3 weeks of you quote unquote taking and me giving, it never felt uneven.
No, it never felt like, oh God, I have to help Grant today.
It never feels like a chore. Ever.
No. But I also think that is, and maybe this is another green flag, is because both of us know our limits and are very honest with each other about our limits, and being like, I love you, I'm here for you, like I need to go play video games with my friends.
Yeah, I need my space. That's like another green, reason why I just like adore you, is because you know that I am a very, like, I love my alone time.
Well, both of us are. I think that's why, because I need alone time.
I need alone time, at least a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, and the way that it's so easy to convey that to you is as simple as, like, I need to go hang out with my friends. I need to go play video games. I need to just be alone. And you're mm-hmm. like, cool, great. All right, see ya. Or, like, you just do your own thing, and vice versa. You know, it's, and you don't get offended by that, which is very mature.
Alone time is so important, and if I don't have alone time, I know, like, I start feeling crazy.
Right. Because we've also been, this is what, like 5-6 months straight of you and me being together. Jane and I have not left each other's side for what, 6 months?
6 months, because we've been in quarantine. We went back to North Carolina together. We moved in together. We have been together, for 6 months.
And it's been,
like, nonstop.
It's been incredible.
We've been together for, like, 3.5 years.
Normally, we would go to work all day, not see each other, come back. And we did a long distance for a year, over a year.
Year and a half.
And, you know, so it's, like, it's so weird. And, like, tensions get a little heated because, you know, when I am not, when I don't have my alone time and you don't have your alone time for a while, it gets, mm-hmm. you kind of feel, like, kind of smothered.
Yeah.
And like it's just like you're in an irritated state.
Now it's so weird though, because we have been together for so long and like done everything together, and now that life is starting to like phase back into being quote unquote normal.
Right.
Like Grant went to the store today and he was gone for like maybe an hour and a half, and I missed you so much because I'm used to you being here all the time.
God, you're so sweet. You're so cute.
Shut up.
You are. But I get that. It's weird.
It's
because
so weird.
I mean, you're like, you know, we like you said, we do everything together. That subtle shift in personnel, I guess, if you want to call it that, is different. You know, the house, the apartment feels quieter. You know, it feels a little imbalanced.
Well, and we haven't lived on our own. Like, I've had roommates for so long.
This
now,
is our second month.
Weird. Yeah.
This is September. So we moved in July 8th. August 8th is 1 month. September 8th would be 2 months. Mm-hmm. So we're almost at 2 months.
Almost at 2 months.
And God, is it
And we're about to go back to work. So I'm about to not see you for so many hours. Maybe even 5.
Maybe even 5 hours. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, Sorry. Work, you know, is it's going to be totally different. Also, too, I'm like, I think another green flag that we both share with each other is like, we constantly try to keep the spice, and not even the spice as in like anything sexual, but I'm just saying like spice in like the relationship, that spark, that, you know, constant. Like, I fall in love with you more and more every day, and there's like little reasons throughout the day.
Yeah, we surprise each other a lot.
Yeah.
Just with little things. Like, I brought home coffee yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that I prefer the little things. I don't want you to come home and be like, hey, I got an iguana for us, and be like, what? I don't want that surprise.
Iguana?
I don't know. She bought a fiddle fig tree, and oh my God, you want to tell that story?
I told you about the fiddle fig tree.
When you dragged me out of my apartment in the pouring rain. I was so upset.
Okay, so I've been recently introduced to Facebook Marketplace. Thank you, Morgan Goodman.
She's a shark on Facebook Marketplace.
It's Morgan's fault.
Bottom. Bottom.
So I was recently introduced to Facebook Marketplace. And since learning that this was a thing and just how cheap and convenient it is in New York City.
Right, because there's 8 million people here. 8 million people trying to sell shit.
I've bought so much stuff off there. Like just furniture and plants. If you guys are in New York, go buy your plants off Facebook Marketplace. Give your plants a new home and get new furniture. And we got lamps off there. Like,
yeah, they're cool. And they're cheap too. I mean, like, that plant was $120. Cheap. We got it for what, like $60?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like stuff is half off.
We have like a small lamp next to you. That one was $15.
Yeah.
And it was originally $70.
Right. So it's like a lot of stuff is cheap. But she gets this plant.
Okay. Well, I also got the nightstand.
And the nightstand, which we need. But she gets this stuff. And
I was just excited to get it.
She was excited to get it. And it's Facebook Marketplace. So it's not like there's a deadline to me. You know, you can always move it to tomorrow and do it tomorrow.
No. They're going to give it to someone else.
Okay. Maybe I didn't think about it that way.
Because I did that.
Well, because you did that.
And it happened to Morgan. Somebody gave her, she like was on her way to go get a mirror, and they were like, somebody could get it right now. Sorry.
Well, okay. I mean, the world wouldn't have ended if we didn't get this figgity fig tree or whatever it's called.
Fiddle?
Fiddle.
Leaf?
Leaf.
Fig.
Fiddly fig tree?
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Fiddly figgity. So it's cold outside, and it's the summer in New York. When you feel a chill in the air, you have some bad weather coming. I look up at the sky. I squint. I look closer. The clouds are gray. They're moving rather fast. And again, did I mention there's a chill? So I say, Jane, the weather looks like it's going to rain. Don't you want to do this? Can we just do this tomorrow? And she's like, no, it's not going to rain. It'll be fine. Let's just go. And we live in like central Harlem, and we had to go down to the Lower East Side. So
to do that, you have to get on a train to go up to the Bronx and then get on a train to go down.
Because the way Manhattan works is for some reason, and they should fix this, but the west side of Manhattan has pretty much all the trains running through it. I mean, you could find the red line, the blue line, the yellow line, the orange line, all that is on the left side.
No, the yellow line's on the east side.
The yellow line's in the middle. The NRQ kind of runs in the middle. I meant to say orange. Anyway, on the east side, there's only the green line. That's it.
No, we took the yellow line.
We had to go up. No, we didn't. That's not what we did. That is not what we did. Trust me. Because we had to go up to Yankee Stadium, which is the green line. Remember, we rode the 4. And I was like, you never rode the green line before? I had to do this for when I went to that place.
Yeah.
So we had to take the green line. So we had to go up to go down. So it's already out of the way. It's going to rain. We keep missing every single train. It's like we get to the train station.
And we're watching the train leave.
We're watching the train leave. And then we look at the clock. And since it's COVID, all the trains are running at like 15 minutes apart. So we have to wait 15 minutes. This one's outside. Again, another insult that it's just going to rain. I'm looking up at the clouds. It's getting colder. It's getting darker. So I'm like,
I'm still positive as a peach.
Yeah, she's still positive as a peach. And I'm just so not. Because I want to do this the other day. So we get on the train. We go. We get there. We have to walk like 10 blocks, 2 avenues to get there. And as soon as we get topside, it starts to pour. And I'm in shorts and a tank top with ankle socks on. So my feet are soaked. And we're having to use like the biminis of the buildings to like hop.
Biminis? Is that what they're called?
Are they called? Awnings?
I buy awnings. What's a bimini?
A bimini is on a boat, actually. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. That's on a boat.
It's on a boat. So I'm on a boat. We're having to like use the awnings to stay dry. I'm upset. And I
Grant is not upset. Grant gets upset sometimes, okay? And that's fine. But sometimes when Grant is really upset,
Jane
he
would say
turns
grumpy
into
Gwant.
Grumpy Gwant.
Damn it.
God. And I'll look at him, he gets, and it's so funny because you're in such bad mood. I'll go, are you Grumpy Gwant?
And I'm like, shut the fuck up. I was Grumpy Gwant.
Super Grumpy Gwant.
To the point where like I didn't want to say anything because it wasn't going to be nice.
Grant didn't speak a word.
No, because I know that I would rather just keep my mouth shut to like not make matters worse than to, no matter, you know how many times I wanted to say, we should have just stayed home. We shouldn't have been out here. I told you so.
But you did. You did say that. And
yeah,
I literally whipped
back
around and I was like, then you can go home.
And I was like, ugh, I'm not going to leave you in the rain of the Lower East Side. You know I wasn't going to do that. But
no,
what if?
So
what
bad.
If, though? That's like, see, that's the test right there. What if I would have been like, okay, great, see ya. I tell you what.
Paid for it later.
I tell you what, in college,
speaking
I would have done
not,
that.
I'm not keeping count.
I know, right? But God, I think I'm in high school. I would totally would have done that. Would have been like, all right, see you. Well, you said that's what I would. Well, you said this. Anyway, we got the tree.
When did you learn that that was not okay?
I don't know. I think I just stopped doing that because I kept being single. the relationships just kept not working out. So I'm like, maybe it's me. It probably was. All my ex-girlfriends would say, well, I was the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now we have this tree and our nightstand, which only Jane looks at, and Jane uses the nightstand. I don't have one thing in that nightstand. Not one thing. It's not even on this my side
of
the bed.
I told you. I said, let's get you a nightstand. And you said, no, I don't need one.
No, I don't. I don't need one.
Do you want one?
No. Well, there's nowhere to put it.
Is this a test?
No, it's not a test.
We can move you further away from the wall.
Yeah, be further away from Antarctica. I sleep right next to the AC unit.
He chose that.
God, it's so cold. You know, I chose that to avoid Jane waking up in a bad mood, being grumpy Jane, not getting a good night's sleep. So I'll just sacrifice. I sleep fine. Green flags, y'all. Green flags.
I don't know. Now it sounds like you're really suffering a lot.
I know. Red flag. When Grant's not happy, red flag right there.
But I got this fiddle leaf fig tree. I always forget the leaf. Fiddle leaf fig tree. And apparently they're very fickle. They're very difficult to take care of.
She looks fine.
The video that I watched said, don't touch it for 2 weeks. And our 2 weeks is almost up.
Wow. Can I touch it now?
You can always touch it. Will said that we have to wiggle around the leaves to
mimic the wind.
Mimic the wind since she's inside. But she is in front of, or not in front of the AC, but she's near the AC. I feel like she might get a little.
I pointed at the AC towards her and it was blowing up.
I don't think you should do that.
Oh, I quickly learned. I was like, well, maybe that's just freezing cold air. That's probably not good. I mean, I didn't put it right
she's
there and be like,
that. Yeah, didn't you just say that you woke up grumpy because you're in front of the AC Antarctica? Now you're doing
no,
that to
see,
my
Jane
plan.
Has now learned the way to wake me up effectively, which I applaud.
Yeah, I did.
Because at first.
One day I came in and I literally, I can't
like,
believe
like,
I did
from,
this.
From the moment I opened my eyes, she was just irritating
I can't
me.
Believe
like that was
I
her goal
this.
Was just to bug me.
No, I thought it was going to be cute.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Well,
none of it was
I
cute.
Came in and I like started just like messing with Grant's face. And then I was like, fishy. Fishy,
like picking at my ears.
Why?
Putting her fingers up my nose and like picking at my eyes
sleeping.
Yeah, it's like it's
from Finding Nemo.
I know what it's from, but she doesn't do that.
Darla. Yeah, she does. She shakes the
she basically shook I was gonna say you shook my bag, but she basically came up to me in the morning and just started like, she basically took my head and was shaking it back and forth. And I'm still waking up. I'm in the like, that's like having a laptop and it's like booting up and then you opening all the apps and trying to send a bunch of emails at the same time. And the computer's like, what the fuck?
Is that what it's like?
It's exactly what it's like. Mm. I have an i7 in this brain.
I have an i7 in this brain.
My processor. But to kind of go back to what we were initially saying.
Yeah, we did. Like I said, we said we were going to go off on a tangent.
We always do. We always do. But I love you so much. It's such an even give and take and ebb and mm-hmm. flow. And, you know, you keep me sane. You really do. And we're always here for each other. And I think that's just so important.
We've been through a lot.
We've been through a lot.
Wild stuff. Good and bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of it. Lots of good, lots of bad,
mm-hmm.
but lots of like fun ass memories.
Yeah. And I do. I feel
we go on dates a lot too. And that's another good thing.
We do go on dates a lot. Oh, okay. Yes. That's a green flag. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, just fun.
One of those green things. Green thing. Dates.
We weren't going on dates. Actually, okay. Some positives that came out of quarantine.
A lot of positives.
A lot of, like, in such a bad time, there have been a lot of good things that have come out of this. And I think one of them was that what we realized was when we were working all the time and life was crazy and just, like, very, very hectic. Like, Grant and I were both working 16-hour days and also trying to have a social life and also doing 5 million other things. And I think that's something that we talked about and learned in quarantine was, like, we kind of lost our dating life a little bit when life was getting so hectic. And because we were also trying to have a social life, we were, like, going on a lot of double dates and stuff like that. But those, they're not the same.
No, they're not as intimate.
You know? They're fun, but they're not the same as, like I love, us going on a date.
Right. I love the double dates because it's fun. It's more social. But the mm-hmm. just you and I dates are a little bit more...
They grow the relationship.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, we went, I think our first date from, like, the first date we went on, excuse me.
Sweepy Quan.
Not sweepy. It was your birthday. The week I moved here.
Oh, in New York. I thought you meant the first date we went on.
So we didn't, we went on, I had this, like, huge day planned for Jane and I for her birthday. It was awesome. We went and got bottomless mimosas to start it off.
Playa Betty's. If you're in New York, go to Playa Betty's. It's bottomless mimosas. But just be prepared that, like,
they're bottomless.
You're going to get sloshed.
And you can't count them. You can't count them because they bring you a wine glass and they bring you a carafe, which is like,
I wonder
like
if they're still doing that.
I don't know.
I don't either.
But when you're, like, halfway done with your carafe, they come fill up your glass and then give you a new carafe. So you can't really count, like, how many drinks you've had because they pour it into your glass and then they give you another one. It's truly bottomless. And it's, like, $23, something like that.
I think it's $17.
Okay, so you can get hammered for $17.
And like, in New York, most drinks, like, cocktails are, like, $14.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a beer is $9 here.
No, more specifically, a Bud Light is $9.
A Bud Light in Midtown is $9. Anyway.
You can find some gems where there's cheaper.
Well, yeah, La Cala up in 180th, it's $5 for Guinness, $3 for their light beers, and it's actually really good. Joe and I, my best friend Joe, went there, and me and him went out last Friday. Anyway, we went and got drinks for her birthday in the morning, watched some football.
It was the day of the... Oh, no, it wasn't. It was the day of the Michigan-Ohio game?
Yep, that's exactly it. Ohio State. And then we went and walked from Playa Betty's to Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked through Central Park to the Met. Went all through the Met.
We spent like 4 hours at the Met.
Oh my God, it was awesome. And we were drunk. It was fun.
It was really fun.
It was so much fun. We went to the Met. Then we went ice skating.
It's opening.
I know. Like, I can't wait. Week. We should totally go. Mm-hmm. But that was our last date. Like from when we went on in quarantine. So then in quarantine, we're like, wow, we have all this time. We haven't been on a date because I had a job. I quit my job. I got another job and started like working so many hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had no time for each other, which kind of sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But then in quarantine, we went back home. And then I think our first date was sea level.
Probably like our first nicer, like a real date.
Yeah. And that was
not like I'll buy you coffee, but like like a real date.
That was in like... June.
June or July.
So from November to June, we didn't go on a single date. And it gets to the point where you're like, you know, I never felt like, oh man, this is like, we're like kind of complacent in our relationship. But it got to the point where I was like, dude, there's like, I'm kind of bored. And it's not with you or your fault. I'm just like, I wish we could go do this stuff. And then pretty soon we were just like, well, let's go do it.
Yeah. And so that was like one good thing that came out of quarantine. And we decided after that we were like, okay, every 2 weeks we need to at least go on one date.
Right.
Like just the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we should, have we gone on a date in 2 weeks?
We're failing already.
We suck. We do a lot though.
We do. Well, now we live together, so it's.
Oh no, we had a date at home.
Oh,
we'll do that sometimes. When? Remember when we had when we drank wine, we watched Better Call Saul, then we played Mario Kart.
Oh,
it was date night.
Yeah.
It was like, it was Thursday. It was actually this Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, so just a few days ago.
Yeah. So I mean, like, we didn't go out, but like we spent the whole evening together.
We're trying to eat at home more.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's now that Grant's a professional chef.
Right. First, like, I got my first Michelin star. So,
so like, why wouldn't we eat at home?
Exactly.
I'm dating a chef.
Gourmet.
Gordon Ramsay gave him an A++.
I know, right? I've been watching a lot of his TikToks. Not really.
Does Gordon Ramsay have a TikTok?
He does.
What?
He just goes and like, it's like half Gordon Ramsay, and then the other half of the screen is like someone cooking this like horrible dish wrong.
No.
And he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, no.
For real?
Yeah, that's all he does.
I have to follow him. Wait, how do you know Gordon Ramsay has a TikTok?
Because he posts it on his Instagram. Mm.
And you follow him on Instagram?
Of course I do.
Grant is obsessed with Gordon Ramsay.
How can you not be?
I mean, he's great, but...
But he's awesome. Love Gordon Ramsay.
I'll give him a follow.
Yeah, give him a double tap.
A double tap here, double tap there.
Right, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
No. There's lots of green flags. Lots of green flags. And honestly, in a relationship like this, once you find one that you really want to hold on to, there's no red flags. There's only...
There's no red flags, but if there is like the hint of something, you know, maybe not being what we want it to be, we talk about it right away.
Right. And that's like, that is just the remedy to anything.
And that brings it back to the beginning about being transparent and honest.
I think that's just the most important part from the get-go. You know, like, don't do any of this bullshit where like, oh, you gotta wait to be that way. No way. Because if you want that, if you want that in the relationship, mm-hmm. why not show the cards early? That way, if your other person doesn't, if the other person in the relationship doesn't want that or doesn't really vibe with that, then you can move on to the next one as soon as possible.
Do you think people just do that because they're like, I don't know, don't want to look like vulnerable?
I think they, yeah, vulnerable because it might be a product of them like putting too much baggage on the other person. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if I, like
yeah.
if I was like, if we went on like our second date and I was like, I opened up to you and I'm like, yeah, I got like mom issues. Here's all my mom issues. And then you're like, ew.
I got mom issues.
You know, like, I don't know.
That's just the way you said it.
I don't want to say I have daddy issues or I have like, I don't know.
Whatever, familial issues.
Yeah, like here's some family drama. And you're mm-hmm. like, ew, I don't want that. I'm just getting to, I barely know you. You right. know, I wouldn't say do it that way, but I would definitely say like, keep your mind always open and available to the other person in a way that's healthy. Meaning, don't bullshit, don't tiptoe around your feelings for the other person. If you're just upfront and honest with your feelings about the other person, if they vibe with you, it's great. And then that sets the tone for the rest of the relationship. That becomes the norm.
Mm-hmm.
But if you kind of tiptoe around it and almost like strategize the way you feel, it's only going to be phony in the long run. And it's going to be something like, it's going to be like a perk you have to unlock. Honesty. You know, you don't want that.
Yeah, I just feel like relationships are just hard. Like, they don't have to be. And I do think that when you find the right person, they're not. But I don't know. I feel like in the past, I've always felt like I don't want to, like, open up too much. I don't want to seem like I'm too needy. I don't want to be annoying, like all those things. But I don't know, I never felt that way with you. Like, I never worried about like double texting you or whatever.
Well, I think I think the way you find your perfect relationship is you are 100% yourself from the very get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person will either love that or not, and then you're on to the next one until you find the person that actually likes that, you know? Because if you find shit wrong early on in the relationship, it's just gonna stay there,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because people don't change. Let's be honest, they really don't change. And you don't want to change who you are.
At your core. I think at your core, you don't change.
Right, exactly. And but like, as long as you show that core the whole time, activate that core, you know, keep those obliques. And no, I'm kidding. I'm not a relationship
activate
expert.
Activate that core, warm up with some inchworms.
Right, yeah. You know, do a couple squats. I'm no expert at all, trust me. I mean, it just worked out for us just because. I don't really know how. It just did. But these green flags that we talked about are some of the things that we did together effectively, and you know, I think mm-hmm. we have a pretty kick-ass relationship.
Do you believe in fate?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. If you had the chance to change your fate, would you? I believe in fate, but I'm also a very religious guy. You know, I kind of mm-hmm. like, I believe that God has a plan for me and us, and it's kind of like, you know, I know he knows the be all end all for me. And I just, you know, I guess I'm going to spend my whole life figuring out what that is.
That just made me remember that we never finished. What's that show? Westworld.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because it's all about like fate and not fate. It's about like free will and how no one has free will.
It's more about, you know, robots taking over the world. But yeah, if you think that.
That's literally what it's about. That's what the posters say. Is free will really free? I think that's a line that what's his name has. What's his name? The cowboy guy. He was young and then he's old.
William.
He says that when he's in the room and it's like a bunch of Williams.
Yeah. You should watch the show. But then season three kind of gets a little.
You should watch season one.
And two. Season two was great.
Really? Season two was good at the end, but it was really confusing. And then it all came together in like the last two episodes. Season three, I was a little much.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, babe.
You are welcome.
I can't wait to come back to the studio.
You're welcome back anytime. I know. Yeah, our studio is so beautiful.
You should schedule me in more often.
In Manhattan.
I'll grab my stuff. I'll grab just basically half of everything. I'll take half that bookcase. Take
here?
It apart.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm like pretending that I don't live here because this is your studio. I live here.
Our studio is our living room.
The joke is bad. I'm sitting on our couch, which is very comfy. We monitor our TV. Okay. Thank you so much. I really had a great
time.
Thank
you guys for listening. Thank you, Grant, for coming on. We'll definitely have you back on at some point to talk about something else. And you guys can sit through another 20 to 30 minutes of our ridiculous jokes.
Of the topic that we're going to talk about, and then another 30 minutes of us going off on tangents.
Yeah, you know, we'll try to cut out some of those. Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to subscribe.
Leave a review.
Leave a review. And I will see you guys next week.
Later.